the 12th day of Trumpmas, 47 gave to us, 12 concepts for a healthcare plan, 11 threats of litigation, 10 leers at young girls, 9 cost increases for the new ballroom, 8 inept cabinet members, 7 excuses about the war in Ukraine, 6 creepy comments about Ivanka, 5 blaming Biden, 4 pounds of orange bronzer, 3 hours of snoring, 2 rants at reporters, and a shaky and shitty economy.
Behind the veil of yachts, guns, and supermodels is a man who has lied about his entire life story, has failed at basically every business he started, and is now desperately clinging on to relevance.
So the mute birds sing, and what makes your soul axe swing? What makes a thin man into bling? What is the heart of everything? Sometimes it's fenced off with barbed wire, sometimes it's simply here for hire, but when it sets your heart on fire, burning cold desire, what is the heart of everything?
Civilization based on science and technology. And we've cleverly arranged things so that almost nobody understands science and technology. Now that is as clear a prescription for disaster as you can imagine. It's a combustible mixture of ignorance and power. It's a combustible mixture of ignorance and power. There's another reason why I think popularizing science is important, why I try to do it. Can even grasp the issues. when the people have lost the ability to set their own agendas or even to knowledgeably question those who do set them. When there is no practice in questioning those in authority. When clutching our crystals and religiously consulting our horoscopes, our critical faculties in steep decline, unable to distinguish between what's true and what feels good. We slide almost without notice into superstition and darkness. Slide almost without notice into superstition and darkness.
Some reduced to praying as they drive. Five people have been found dead in their cars.
Vineland can be viewed as Pynchon's eulogy for the counterculture, given the recurring themes of power structures, Ronald Reagan, paranoia, 1984, conspiracy, and societal control, rampant consumerism, and the rise of the yuppies.
Thank you. outside. Yeah, it's raining outside.
Yeah, it's raining outside. Oh, come on, man. Don't worry about that. Everything's gonna be everything. Sit back and groove on a rainy day. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna sit back and groove on a rainy day. Yeah. That's right, lay back and groove.
Thank you. Mahmood Sylan.
Trump is off his fucking rocker. Trump is off his fucking rocker.
Silent.
Behind the veil of yachts, guns, and supermodels is a man who has lied about his entire life story, has failed at basically every business he started, and is now desperately clinging on to relevance.
Wreck this mess.
A church in Charlotte added mannequins dressed as ICE agents standing over Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. An unidentified man approaches the nativity and knocks the mannequins to the ground.
1, 4, 3.
Man claiming people were eating his brains leads police on insane golf course chase.
Lurking on the doorway, who doors on the brink of silence.
Afghanistan.
It's 8:48 p.m., and a bad night is only just beginning. captures the sound of the impact. Captures the sound of the impact.
Oh yeah. He's a hero. Always got a toothpick in his mouth. Hangs around the docks at night. He's tough. Mafia Jersey tough. He's got a big gun, too. More than that if he needs it. Hand grenades, knives, a fast car. He kills the men he hates. He kisses the woman he saves. It's real simple. He's a cop. Super cop. Plain clothes, and he doesn't need the force. Just their computer. Fuck the force. Law's law. My law's law, too. He's a one-man army in urban USA. Location: Third World Hoboken. And the public likes it. Buys it, sucks it up. He wears sunglasses and a blacker leather jacket, too. Black like the bad men wear. Black like the junkies wear. Black like the undercover cops wear. Black like the priests. He's not completely good, though. Evil, crazy revenge, it's inside him. He can be borderline insane. It's because of his past, his dark and hidden past. And the public likes it, buys it, sucks it up. He's fixed on keeping justice up in front. He keeps his gun in his pants, Jersey style. He's strong like a butcher. Doesn't say much. Afraid of nothing. Boxes dead carcasses of beef. He's burned criminals to death, ruined a motorcycle gang, and he slaughtered a giant armed maniac. He killed him with a meat hook, and then he burned his body. He's out there. A rebel. A nonconformist. Hearing the Toreadors of evil, taking on two at a time, seeing violence before it happens and always coming through with the more violent solution. He's action-packed. He's tough. Always got a 5 o'clock shadow. Never sleeps. Watches the TV news. Drinks Pepsi to stay alert. He polishes his badge. Cleans his gun. Imagines the severed heads of dragons in the night. And he's never afraid. Never backs off. Because he's tough. Tough like Jersey. Tough like these times. Tough like the American public likes to be. Tougher than the gangs. Tougher than the devil. Tougher than communism. Tougher than Baghdad. Tougher than a fatwa. Tougher than the oil, the critics, and much, much tougher than the intelligentsia. He's tough.
je dois des amis.
This is Wreck This Mess number 1278. It's the end of the year. Time to take out the garbage.
What?
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction!
I don't know!